All right, so today we're going to be talking about credit repair.
Sounds good.
We're going to be diving deep into chapter four of AC Wealth Credit Repair, 20 hacks and 6 new habits that can transform your credit profile.
Awesome.
And we're going to be talking about unearthing some really practical hacks and habits to boost your credit score. Because as we all know,
Yeah.
a good credit score is a game changer
Oh, absolutely.
when it comes to things like
Right.
loan approvals,
Right.
interest rates,
It makes a huge difference.
everything.
Yeah.
So, this chapter in particular goes beyond
Yes.
the surface level advice and really digs into some unique
Yeah.
strategies and habits that can have a real impact.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that really stood out to me was this idea of becoming an authorized user on someone else's credit card.
Oh, yeah. Hack number eight.
Act number eight, yes.
Is this like a secret cheat code for credit scores or what?
They can definitely feel that way. You know, you're essentially piggybacking on someone else's good
Yeah.
credit history.
Oh.
So if they have a long track record of on-time payments and low credit utilization,
Right.
that positive information gets added to your credit report, even if you never actually use the card.
So it's almost like
Yeah.
borrowing good credit vibes.
You could think of it that way for sure.
But I mean, what if the person that you're an authorized user for
Right.
suddenly goes on a spending spree or starts missing payments?
Yeah, that's the catch you're taking on their credit history, both the good and the bad.
Oh.
So it's really crucial to choose someone who you trust is financially responsible
Right.
and has a strong credit track record themselves.
Makes sense.
Think of it like choosing a financial mentor who's going to guide you in the right direction
Yeah.
with their credit.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. It's
Right.
not just about a quick fix, it's about building those good habits.
Exactly.
And that brings us to another really important point, which is making sure that your credit report is squeaky clean.
Yes.
We're talking hack number nine here, which tackles inaccuracies.
Which the book says can be more common
Yes.
than we realize.
Yeah, it's surprisingly common and can be incredibly frustrating.
Oh, for sure.
These inaccuracies could be anything from closed accounts still showing as open,
Oh, God.
incorrect balances, or even accounts that don't belong to you at all.
Right.
And even small errors
Yeah.
can have a significant impact on your score.
Oh, the book gave a couple examples that made me shudder,
Yeah.
especially the one about somebody being denied a mortgage
Right?
because of an incorrect account balance.
Oof.
That's why it's so important to check your credit reports regularly, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have the right to free credit reports from each of the three major credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, every single year.
Okay.
So it's a good habit to check each report at least once a year, staggering them throughout the year.
Gotcha. And so what happens if you find an error?
Yeah.
What's the process for disputing it and getting it fixed?
You have the right to dispute any inaccuracies directly with the credit bureau.
And the book actually walks through the steps in detail, but you'll need to provide a clear and concise explanation of the error, along with any supporting documentation.
Right.
Then the credit bureau is legally required to investigate and provide a response within 30 days.
Okay, so it's all about being proactive and advocating for yourself.
For sure.
Now, I've always found student loans to be a little bit of a head scratcher when it comes to credit.
Yeah.
Hack number 10 addresses this,
Yes.
calling them a double-edged sword. How so?
Well, they can be both a blessing and a curse.
Okay.
So on the one hand,
Yeah.
student loans help you build a credit history, which is essential for getting approved for other types of credit, like mortgages or car loans.
So it's like a stepping stone.
Exactly,
Yeah.
to building creditworthiness.
Gotcha.
But the flip side is that a large student loan balance can really weigh down your debt-to-income ratio,
Right.
which is a key factor lenders look at when assessing your ability to repay a loan.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's about striking a balance.
For sure.
You want to benefit from building a positive payment history
Right.
with your student loans,
Yeah.
but also manage your overall debt responsibly.
It's all about understanding the long-term implications and making those informed decisions.
Yeah, for sure. Now, speaking of being proactive, the next habit, number three, really resonated with me.
Okay.
The author shares a personal story about becoming a victim of identity theft,
Yeah.
which emphasizes the importance of credit monitoring.
Oh, absolutely. That story was a real eye-opener.
Yeah.
And credit monitoring services can act like your personal security guards, you know, keeping a watchful eye on your credit report,
Right.
alerting you to any suspicious activity.
Yeah.
It's like having an early warning system for your finances.
It's really amazing how sophisticated these services have become.
It is.
Some of them even offer real-time alerts.
I know, it's great.
So you're notified immediately if there's any unusual activity, like a new inquiry or a sudden drop in your score.
Yeah, that level of vigilance can be invaluable.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine being able to catch fraudulent activity early on and prevent further damage.
Right.
It's peace of mind knowing that your credit is being protected.
For sure. Definitely a worthwhile investment.
Yeah.
Now, we all know that paying your bills on time is crucial.
Yes, the golden rule.
But the book really drives this point home with habit number 4.
It's the cornerstone of good credit, you know? Consistent on-time payments demonstrate your financial responsibility and reliability.
Right.
Lenders use this information to gauge your trustworthiness and assess your ability to manage debt.
So it's not just about avoiding those late fees.
Right.
It's about building trust and establishing a positive track record.
Absolutely. And that positive track record translates into a higher credit score.
Right.
Which opens doors to better interest rates, loan terms, and overall financial opportunities.
Yeah.
You know?
It's amazing how these small, consistent actions can have such a significant impact over time.
It really is.
It's like laying the foundation for a solid financial future.
Absolutely. The foundation upon which all other financial goals are built.
Yeah.
You know?
It really is. And this next hack might seem a bit old school.
Okay.
But the book makes a strong case for using certified mail for all credit-related communication hack number 11.
Right.
Why is this so important?
Well, it's all about creating a paper trail and establishing proof of communication.
Right.
So when you send a letter via certified mail, you receive a return receipt confirming that the recipient received it.
Right.
And this can be crucial when disputing errors or negotiating with creditors.
So it's like having a legal timestamp on your correspondence.
Yes. And remember, creditors are legally required to respond to disputes within 30 days.
Right.
Certified mail helps you hold them accountable
and
ensure that your communication is properly documented.
It's like giving yourself that extra layer of protection.
For sure.
Now, this next hack is one I've never heard of before. Resolving accounts in reverse chronological order.
Interesting.
Hack number 12.
Okay.
This sounds a bit counterintuitive.
Yeah.
But the book claims it can be a really effective strategy.
It can be. It's a bit of a hidden gem.
Okay.
The logic is that older negative items have less impact on your score over time.
Okay.
So by focusing on older accounts first, you can potentially get them removed from your report sooner, giving your score a faster boost.
So it's like prioritizing the issues that are going to have the biggest impact on your credit health.
Yes. And there's another benefit to this approach. Older accounts might be nearing their statute of limitations.
No.
Meaning the creditor can no longer pursue legal action to collect the debt.
Gotcha.
This can give you more leverage when negotiating a settlement or removal of the item from your report.
It's like playing credit chess.
A little bit.
Strategically targeting the pieces that matter most.
Mm.
Now, this next habit is all about being mindful of your credit card statement dates.
Okay.
Habit number 5.
Gotcha.
Why is this so important?
Well, your statement date is when your credit card issuer reports your balance to the credit bureaus.
Right.
And that reported balance plays a key role in your credit utilization ratio.
Okay.
Which is the amount of credit you're using compared to your total available credit.
Gotcha. And a high credit utilization ratio can negatively impact your score.
That's right. It signals to lenders that you might be relying too heavily on credit.
Okay.
Which can be seen as a risk.
Right.
So by knowing your statement date and strategically timing your purchases.
Okay.
You can keep your reported balance low and your credit utilization ratio in check.
That's a really helpful tip.
Yeah.
It's like playing the credit game strategically and staying one step ahead.
Absolutely. It's all about understanding the nuances of credit scoring.
Yeah.
And using that knowledge to your advantage.
Now, this next hack is one that I think a lot of people have experienced.
Okay.
Finding those pesky hard inquiries on your credit report that you don't recognize. Hack number 13. Tackles these unrelated hard inquiries.
Okay.
What are some steps you can take to address them?
Well, first, it's important to understand what a hard inquiry is.
Yeah.
It's a record of when a lender has checked your credit report, typically when you've applied for credit.
Okay.
These inquiries can slightly lower your score.
Right.
Especially if you have a lot of them in a short period.
So if you're seeing inquiries from companies you've never even heard of.
Yeah.
That's a red flag.
Absolutely. It could be a sign of identity theft or simply an error.
Right.
The book recommends contacting the creditor directly to inquire about the inquiry.
Okay.
Sometimes it's a simple mistake that can be easily rectified.
Right, but what if it's not a mistake and you believe the inquiry is unauthorized?
In that case, you have the right to dispute the inquiry with the credit bureau.
Okay.
You'll need to provide as much information as possible, including any supporting documentation.
Right.
The credit bureau will then investigate and determine whether the inquiry is valid.
So it's all about being proactive and protecting your credit report.
Exactly. And remember, persistence is key.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to follow up with both the creditor and the credit bureau until you get a satisfactory resolution.
Now, before we wrap up, I wanted to touch on something the book mentioned about security freezes.
Okay.
This is a preventative measure that can help protect your credit from unauthorized access.
Yeah.
Can you explain how these work?
Sure. A security freeze restricts access to your credit report.
Okay.
Making it much harder for someone to open new accounts in your name.
Right.
Essentially, it puts your credit on lockdown.
Gotcha.
You can place a freeze with each of the three major credit bureaus.
So if somebody tries to apply for credit using your information,
right,
the lender won't be able to access your credit report.
Exactly.
And the application will likely be denied.
Most likely, yes.
Okay, cool. But what if you need to apply for credit yourself?
Right.
Do you have to lift the freeze every time?
You do. You'll need to temporarily lift the freeze when you're applying for credit.
Right.
You could do this online, by phone, or by mail.
Gotcha.
And you can choose to lift the freeze for a specific period.
Okay.
Or for a specific creditor, it's a bit of a hassle.
Yeah.
But the added security is worth it for a lot of people.
It definitely sounds like a worthwhile step for anyone concerned about identity theft.
Absolutely.
Or unauthorized credit activity.
For sure.
Now, before we wrap up this whole credit repair adventure,
yes,
I wanted to circle back to something we touched on earlier.
Okay.
The idea of credit mix.
Yeah.
The book mentions it as part of hack number 10 when discussing student loans, but I think it's worth exploring a bit further.
I agree.
So,
yeah, credit mix is often overlooked.
Okay.
But it plays a significant role in your overall credit health.
Okay.
Essentially, it refers to the different types of credit accounts you have in your name, things like credit cards, installment loans, mortgages, and so on.
So it's not just about how much debt you have.
It's not just about the amount.
But also the variety of debt.
It's about the variety, exactly.
And why is that important?
Well, because it demonstrates that you can handle different types of financial responsibilities.
Okay.
So it shows lenders that you're not reliant on just one type of credit, that you can manage your payments across various accounts.
So somebody with, let's say, a mix of credit cards, a car loan, and a mortgage,
right,
in good standing would likely be viewed more favorably than someone with just a handful of credit cards.
Yeah.
Even if their balances are similar.
Exactly. A healthy mix can signal to lenders that you're a well-rounded borrower with a good understanding of credit management.
Gotcha.
And this can translate into better interest rates and loan terms.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So it's not just about paying off debt.
Right.
It's about strategically.
It's about building.
Building different types of credit.
Over time. Exactly.
This deep dive has been awesome.
It has been.
Packed with a lot of actionable insights.
A lot of good stuff.
But I think ultimately the most important step is the one that you take after finish listening to the.
It's what you do with the information.
Exactly.
That really matters.
So as we wrap up, we'd love for you to consider all the hacks and habits we've explored.
Yeah, think about.
What's one action you can take this week to start improving your credit?
It could be as simple as pulling your credit reports.
Right.
Setting up a payment reminder.
Uh-huh.
Or exploring those credit monitoring services we talked about.
Yeah, every step, no matter how small.
Every step counts.
Puts you on the path toward a brighter financial future.
For sure.
Well, this has been a great conversation. I've learned a lot.
Me too. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And thank you for listening, everybody. We'll be back next time with another deep dive into the world of finance. Until then, may your credit scores soar and your financial dreams take flight.